from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from David Coleman, age 45 at the time of this interview.
My childhood was nice. Oldest of five. We always play sports, play football. We play hide and go seek. Being in a big family like that, I enjoy some things. Again, I wasn't able to get a lot of the things we want as far as material stuff because having five brothers and sisters, but I enjoyed it. We had our ups and downs. We had our fights. You know, we would sometimes go at it. When I was eight, I had an eye injury. It was Christmas morning. I don't know if you guys may not remember. It's an electric football set where you click the button and it vibrates and the man goes up and down the board. Christmas morning, we were excited to have a little electronic football game. And my mom wanted to clear the table for breakfast. So I picked it up and I hit the chandelier. And actually, I got hit in the eye with some glass. So I learned how to handle adversity at a young age, currently blind in my right eye. Losing my right eye when I was in middle school, it was difficult. Some kids, some teenagers can be cruel. Peer pressure is tough. And my mom said, look, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're not going to be moping around in the house. You're going to go out there, play football or do whatever, but you're not going to mope around the house. So going through that made me stronger. I didn't let it affect me. Knowing I had that deficiency made me go a little harder. But the coaches recognized that. And again, when they found out that I was blind in my right eye, they were like, wow. I mean, even my peers were like, wow, really? I went to the University of Pittsburgh. I went there on a football scholarship, degree in criminal justice with a juvenile delinquency minor. So I wanted to work with young people and try to make sure they make some positive choices. I started off by coaching, and then I ended up being the probation officer in the high school. And so I have known a lot of young people. Now I've been here since 1998. I'm trying to instill some positive attributes in some young men and young women. Also trying to be a positive role model in the community. You know, a lot of kids look up to rappers, athletes and that nature. But I think the people who they see pretty much every day, teachers, their parents, coaches, community leaders, we are the ones who need to definitely be a positive role model in our lives. I coach football. I coached Store Rocks for several years. We made it to Heinz Field 3 years in a row. Coached some great young men. I miss it. Now I'm coaching at Ambridge High School and it's killing me because I still bleed black, green, and white. I miss Store Rocks tremendously. My job, I have to go to Schumann Center. That's the juvenile detention center and also the Allegheny County Jail daily or weekly. And seeing the young men in there touches my heart because they know they shouldn't be in there, but they're trying to do the right thing. Well, I actually went there first when my brother was in prison. He went there and he doesn't mind me at all telling the story. Because he said, if you tell a story and it affects one young man and woman to make the right choices, please do so. We had the same parents. We grew up in the same home. And so what made him go that route? He let peer pressure get the best of him at times to make some poor decisions. He also, unfortunately, got hooked on drugs. And his drug of choice initially was marijuana. And I'll tell the kids from the jump, marijuana is the gateway. And people don't believe that. But you can ask any drug addict, ex-drug addict, current drug addict, what was their first drug? They would tell them it was marijuana. They don't just jump right to crack. They don't just jump right to cocaine or heroin. They start off with weed, marijuana. So he started off with marijuana. It got laced with some crack cocaine. He got hooked. And then he struggled with making the right choices. He went to prison. And thank God he got clean while in prison. And he's currently out and he hasn't been back. He did 9 years. It's hard out there right now. And just you guys being here doing this, showing me that there are some young men out there doing the right thing. If you listen to TV or radio, do you think all the young males are out there cutting up, gangbanging, slanging, not going to school? And that's not true. You guys are doing the right thing. Continue doing the right thing. Even if the dude down the street got a pocket full of money because he's doing the wrong thing, you guys stay strong doing the positive thing because every drug dealer I know either went to jail or dead right now. Everyone. So right now it looks all flashy and dashy. They got the bling bling. They got the money. They got the girls. Tat it all up. But in the long run, choices you guys are making, it's going to pay off at the end. I went to school, did the right thing, even though I didn't have money in my pocket back when he did. What I like is there's some black young men and young women doing the right thing, and you guys just got to keep doing it. Keep doing it.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Tavian Laban, Karell Robinson, and Antonio Lancaster. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.